You are listening to Dead Air on KCR.
Whole fucking world's against us, dude. I swear to God.
San Diego State University.
I tell tall tales just like Pinocchio. The only difference is my nose, it doesn't grow. Throw out three stories, two are true and one's a lie. If you correctly pick the falsehood, then you win a prize. You can try, you can find the lie in my poker face.
We can BS like nobody.
You can try, you can find the lie in my poker face.
We can BS like nobody.
So good. So good. Dead Air, KCR. We're going to play Poker Face, if you couldn't tell by the incredible song. Do you want to do that really sweet intro you did last time? I listened to the recap of that. That was so good.
Which one?
Your explanation of the game was probably the most concise thing I've ever heard. It was almost a speech. You almost had that pre-prepared. Did you have that pre-prepared?
Yeah, I did, actually. Let me go pull it up.
Sweet. It was so rad.
So cute. I'm hosting it. I'm hosting it this time around. Spaceboy doesn't feel he's a great host for the game, so.
I dug that.
I will be the host.
Go ahead.
Because I'm the best liar, so whatever.
Whatever.
Well, that's only because you're the only woman on the show.
Okay, here we go. Ready?
Go ahead. Say it.
Welcome to America's Game, where your favorite fibbers, the masters of mythomania, spin yarns weave with truth in an attempt to fool a crafty contestant. Two of the quips are true, and one is a lie. It is up to you to find the. It is up to you to out the liar for all the world to see.
Space Boy, you were so much better at that last time.
That was good.
What
I
happened?
Man.
Gosh, Bill.
I thought that was good.
Nice.
I thought it was good. The last time I was like, damn, is he just speaking from the heart right now? That's fantastic.
Well, before we go,
I didn't realize you had a script. I'm sorry.
Before we go further, I want to say.
I thought it was good. I thought it was good.
Nobody cares.
Shut the hell up again.
Wow.
I just wanted to say happy birthday to the real Dan Cole. He's been saying it was his birthday and he would like a shout out.
Oh, sweet.
So there you go, Daniel Cole. So anyways, what we're going to do, it's two facts.
Oh, incidentally, he should say thank you to that and not advertise other radio shows as an answer.
Okay.
Well, you know. We're,
just
we're,
a thought. I don't know.
It's a learning curve. So what we're going to do is one of these statements made by the gentleman is a lie. What you're going to hear is they're going to give you three statements and you must pick the lie. Now, I know that we're on a delay with the chat room and everything. So what I'm going to do is kind of vamp it up a little bit, check with the chat room, see what they're thinking, and then you will reveal to us your lie. How does that sound?
All right.
Sounds good. All I want to know is you're on the camera right now. So how are you going to be able to specify which one of us is telling the truth or a lie?
I have a solution to this. She will stand up off of camera and she will point to one of us.
Okay, that sounds like a plan. All right, that sounds like a good idea. You'd have thought that we'd have rehearsed this, but you know, it's fine.
It is fine.
I had a lot of time waiting outside of your house for an hour to think
about
these kind of things.
Oh, hello.
Why gotta bring up old shit? Anyway,
and right now for me, the chat room is still reloading, so we'll just go with this. Okay. There is no need to point to who the liar is because you're going to read three statements. One of them will be a lie, and we, myself, and the chat room need to figure out which statement
is. Oh, we're playing
lie.
It like that?
Oh, we're playing like that?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right. That sounds good. I like that.
Okay.
I like that.
So that works. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's kick this all off with the best liar from last time.
So, inevitably, what you're saying is that all of us could be lying and all of us could be telling the truth, essentially.
Two of your statements will be a lie. One will be, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm ruining everything. Two of your statements will be fact. One will be a lie.
Okay, so we're each giving three. Each of us are giving three statements. We have to figure out which one the lie
is. Not all at the same time. Like, you'll go first, and you'll say three things, and we have to guess, and then I'll say three things.
Okay, I'm just clarifying for the game.
I know. This is like brain science here, right? Difficult.
I was just, you know.
You think, still, you know, can't see the
only
chat
about
room,
7 or 8
which...
minutes to converse about
close.
This in music.
And we didn't do it.
We just were like, wow. We totally... like. So how about that NCAA tournament? You know, we were just
don't even get me started.
Don't even get me started. Like, Georgetown is out and I am pissed.
Anyway.
Okay, so moving right along. Right now we're going to go with the best liar from the last time, which is Sir Adio.
It wasn't my fault.
Adio's going to read
get knighted?
I don't know. Seriously. He did a really good job. What can I say? The queen likes him. She told me. All right, Adio. Yeah,
whatever.
Read us your three statements. Let's try to figure out together what the lie is.
So, keeping in the theme with the whole drunkenness thing that we got going on, one time at San Diego State, I actually got an A on a final exam after getting belligerently drunk the night before.
Oh, what a lie.
Yes.
Okay.
I'd like to point something out first.
Yes.
Last week when we were talking about drinking on the air, you were so adamantly against it. Who has a beer in their hands?
Not me.
You had one.
Had one, yes.
I'm not going to have a beer. I'm not going to drink. I have to work the following day.
I'm above
having fun on the show with my co-host.
I had a drink. Don't.
Is it supposed to be like one token person on each podcast is against having fun?
Yes. That's the rule. Okay. There's always somebody who's against fun.
Just checking.
Do I need to shotgun a beer right now just to shut you people up?
Yeah.
Will you?
Pretty much.
You just opened up a huge
can
of worms
with
that
one.
I have not done a shotgun in at least 2 months.
Two months?
Oh, goodness.
Damn it.
And there is the truth.
Okay. 2 years.
So, repeat to us your first statement, please, just to remind the listening audience.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
While attending San Diego State Institute of Higher Learning, I got an A on a final exam after getting crazy drunk the night before.
Okay, good job.
Okay.
Next one.
All right, second one. In the long list of stupid things I've done in my life, being a part of the show being one of them. Again, just joking. I love all of you.
False.
Jerk. When I was 3 years old, I thought it was a good idea to ride my big wheel out the back door of my house. And took a little tumble off a couple of steps into the backyard onto a hard piece of concrete, which is how I got the scar on my head.
Okay. What is the other statement?
All right. This is one I've been holding in for a long time.
So it's obviously a lie, guys.
Right.
No.
Let it out. Come on. You're in the safety tree right now.
I hate all of you.
Safe space.
Shut up. What was that?
That was juicy.
You're letting it out.
All right. I've done some crazy things when I've been drunk in my life.
Okay.
One of which I've been to a male strip club establishment.
Oh.
Where the guys are naked, not the girls are naked.
Oh.
You bastard.
Wow.
Curiously, I'd like to know, were you brandishing your copy of Cosmo that week for the ride over, for a read on the ride over?
What a jerk ass. No, I was not.
You are silly. So, ladies and gentlemen, did Adio get drunk the night before and get an A in an exam? Did he fly out the back porch and not really hurt himself, but just fall down off his big wheel?
No, it was a pretty steep step, man.
Oh, with the scar that he has on his head today. Or did Adio go to a male strip club while intoxicated?
Yay!
Homo! I hate
finally,
you.
Finally, Adio comes out of the closet.
You
Thank
son
you,
of
Baldzilla.
A bitch.
This is a true statement. Adio's coming out of the closet to
you
all of
You son of a bitch.
See, now, none of us know what the lie is. I think the lie is getting drunk and A on the exam the next day.
I think that the lie is B, in which he fell, because that is too
dumb.
Detailed.
It's too benign for it to be. I think that's an absolute made up lie.
And Dan thinks it's number two is the lie with the big wheels. I'm still going with my original guess. Adio.
Incidentally, I think it's
what about me?
Mildly ironic.
Am I playing too?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you nodded your head. I'm sorry. I thought you were agreeing. What do you think the lie is?
I'm going number three. He's making up the whole gay thing.
The gay thing? Okay. Adio, please tell us, what is your lie?
I have gotten an A while being belligerently drunk. I did, in fact, go out of my back door in my big wheel. I have never been to a male strip club.
Wow. Good job, Space Boy. You're a genius. Well, since
I just can't believe that that's how you got the scar.
That's how I got that scar on my head. I fell down, maybe it was like 5 steps tall.
Take a picture of that bad boy and put it up on your blog at deadairkcr.com.
I'll see what I can do. Not everybody has an iPhone like yourself.
You lying liar.
So should I go?
Why not?
Sure,
let's do
why
this.
Not. We're having fun.
Bill, please begin.
All right.
One of us always tells the truth, and one of us always lies.
All right, here we go. I have never
in my entire life, all 27 years of my life, I have never seen any of the Star Wars films in their entirety.
Wow. You should have your penis removed.
Hey! Damn it!
The hell?
That's a bit of an... Oh, man. That's a bit of a stretch.
I've seen bits and pieces of them. I've never seen them, any of them, all the way through from start to finish.
Weird. Okay, next.
R2's crying right now.
He's sad.
Okay.
Second one is, I have never in my entire life ridden on an upside down roller coaster.
A roller coaster
that goes upside down. I've never actually ridden on one. I like the Wild Mouses. I like, the little kiddies roller coasters.
Just the crazy mouse, what they're called?
Whatever, mouse of some sort. But the really insane, like Batman the Ride or whatever, I have never been on an upside down roller coaster in my life.
What's number three?
Number three is, I attended the taping of the show Double Dare twice as a child. You may not know this, but Double Dare used to actually be filmed in Philadelphia, where I grew up, at the local PBS station affiliates building. And I attended the taping of the show Double Dare twice as a child.
What?
And I tried really hard both times to get Mark Summers' autograph, and I failed both times.
Oh, you know, he's OCD, so he's probably scared to death of you.
But I did get announcer Harvey's autograph.
Nice.
Which was awesome. I don't know if anyone remembers Harvey.
Harvey's the only guy that mattered anyway.
Harvey.
Harvey used to be a local radio morning personality in Philadelphia. He used to work on Magic 102.9.
Mm.
Wow.
And he was the morning guy, but he moonlit as announcer for Double Dare. But I got to see two tapings. The obstacle course was more amazing than you can imagine.
Man, I'm so jealous. I'm so jealous. Okay. First of all, let me just say that, Bill, great picks for, and whatever your lie is, you're a really good liar.
Thanks.
Because this is freaking difficult. Now, I'm seeing a lot of, let's see, Dan is saying three is a lie. Rena says two is a lie. You know what? And Baldzilla says number one is like, see, Bill, you fooled us all. I'm going with, just because that Double Dare story was just so damn detailed, I'm going with, you never attended Double Dare live. Space Boy, thoughts?
I was along the same thread of thinking there, because he's very good on his feet, so he may have been able just to pop all that off. But at the same time,
so what do you think the lie is then, sir?
I'm going to go with the roller coaster.
Wow. Good one. Dio, you know Bill well. You live with him.
Okay. I'm torn between two different ones. I've known Bill for a long time, and I know he has this thing about loud noises and fireworks and all like that. Roller coasters are pretty loud with the tracks and all like that.
Loud noises!
So I am inclined to believe him on that. Double Dare, he's done some crazy things, and that would not surprise me in the least. So,
so you go with number
one? I'm inclined to go Star Wars on that.
Wow. The chat room, it's all over the place. Like, Baldzilla thinks that you've seen Star Wars a billion times.
That's not true.
Bill, you're really... Yeah, and Rita doesn't really like how good you are at lying. Don't blame you, you know? Like, you have a friend who's a good liar. That's scary. That's scary stuff. It's just wrong.
Red-handed.
So, Bill, please reveal to us, what is your lie?
Well, I'd like to say that I was lying about number one, but I'm not. I haven't ever seen any of the Star Wars films in their entirety. I know. I do it almost out of spite at this point. It's just...
tell the truth.
And, guys, I can't make that shit up. I saw Double Dare.
Wow.
It was so awesome. I saw it twice.
Wow.
It was spectacular. It's like one of the best memories of my childhood. You know what I got? I had Harvey autograph this little book that was the Great Double Dare at Home Guide, where it taught you how to make a Double Dare party at home. And I totally did it. As a 7-year-old, there's videotaped evidence.
Oh my gosh, I'm calling your mother.
Is videotaped evidence.
Call his mother.
We need to get Mother Marcy on the phone and get that tape.
And maybe we can play it on air at one point so these guys can see, and we'll figure out a way to play it on there. Of me with a bunch of my friends from my 7th birthday party following the book to order. We had these bowls, and we had these strawberries, and we had my parents had bought can after can after can of whipped cream, and they put 3 strawberries in the little bowl. These are 7-year-old children, incidentally, so it's not like, I mean, we could probably do that as a very funny radio bit here, but bowls of strawberries buried in cans in whipped cream, and each person would have to put their hands behind their back and then throw their faces into the whipped cream.
Yes.
And get bobbing for the strawberries as quickly as possible. Now, the video will show. I don't know exactly how to describe this for over the air, but I had my hand behind my back. I did not take this very timidly. My face just dove right into the whipped cream.
That doesn't shock me at all.
Incredible.
And you're probably so cute as a little boy. Like, I get to see adorable.
But unbeknownst to him, the strawberry was replaced with a cucumber.
That is wrong.
You're talking about not only me, but you're talking about a 7-year-old me amongst...
Wow, you're like a pedophile or something, Space Boy.
You're gay.
Very creepy, bizarre joke there, but
dude, Alan Gardner's got nothing on you, bro, or John Gardner, whatever his name.
Touchy feely, you know, 8-year-old boy.
Okay.
Oh my god!
How do you find this crap? What the hell is that?
That is a good word.
But also, I have ridden upside down roller coasters several times. Very fun.
Damn.
But
I could have sworn this probably would have been because of the loudness and everything.
The noise doesn't.
You don't like fireworks?
I don't like fireworks.
You're like
so
a
much.
Dog. That, you know how like
how dare you?
He just can't.
How dare you?
Every 4th of July, my boyfriend's dogsy is Roxy the boxer.
Roxy.
Yes, Lila the Dobie, and there's these 2 other dogs there. Sometimes they lose their minds every year we have the fireworks at Poway. Like they go hide under the bed. 2 big old dogs, scared as the dickens.
I don't hide under beds. I just go into bars. Anyway, Space Boy, time for your ass.
Okay.
Space Boy.
Yeah,
now,
shut the hell
Space
up.
Space Boy, I will tell you. I'll have you know he's really good at this game. I played this with him on another podcast, and my goodness, you're amazing.
Hey, he's a liar!
I'm a liar.
So get to it.
Okay, here we go.
He's reading this off his phone, folks.
I wrote these outside while I was waiting outside for that hour.
So. Yeah, sorry about that.
Plenty of time.
Blame AT&T.
Okay, here we go. When I was 5 years old, I faked my death as a prank to my mother.
Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god!
Wow!
There's no way I could think that's a lie.
How elaborate could you really get at? I mean, you don't really have a lot of. You can't get in the car and drive away and never come back. I mean, what? You hide under some sort of, I don't know, in like a bassinet or something.
I can give you more details.
Okay,
later.
That's fine. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, then that's the truth. Okay.
That's got
anyways,
be true.
Just keep going.
Okay. When I was 11 years old, I went to space camp in Florida.
How old?
11.
Lucky. If that is true, I hate your guts because I saw. Remember that movie Space Camp?
Mm-hmm.
That's all I ever wanted to do when I was a kid, is I wanted to go to space camp and go to space and save the day, just like Joaquin Phoenix did.
I was big into astronomy back in the day.
Wow. That's hot. Okay. And what if finally?
I once discharged a fire extinguisher indoors just to see what would happen.
That sounds so rad. Those are really good.
Yeah, those were good.
I'm
going to say 2.
2?
I'm going to say 2. I just don't believe that one. For whatever reason, it rubbed me the wrong. I felt like I was being lied to when he said, maybe he did that on purpose. He is fiendish. He's a diabolical liar.
This guy.
Oh, what a lie.
I say it's 2. That's just me.
What do you say?
I say it's 2 for a different reason. I don't think he was 11. I think he was much younger than 11. I think it was maybe like 8 or 9 or something when that happened. That number, he was very succinct about the age, and that's what immediately tripped me up. He's like, he's going to use that. He'd be like, I wasn't 11, I was this old. So I'm going to go with that.
No,
that
just for future reference, I don't. That's not in the spirit of the game. So I'm actually never going to do that.
All right.
So if it's a lie, it's going to be a straight up lie. Okay. None of it's going to be true.
All right.
Man, this is really hard for me. I'm sorry. Bridezilla
that's
said number
what she
one.
Said.
He was hiding from Voldemort. Harry Potter tribute band right there. And it looks like Dan Cole and is saying two. I'm thinking you didn't fake your death when you were five.
No,
I'm thinking
no.
No.
Way. That's
I mean,
gotta,
I know you're fiendish and I know you're kind of weird like that.
I think he's very capable
don't think you faked your own death at five.
He's very capable of that.
But you never know. So it's looking like one and two are in the win. I think everybody thinks that you did discharge a fire extinguisher just to see what
that
happened.
I can easily see.
And I called Baldzilla Bridezilla. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, I wasn't going to point it out.
Jerk.
I was going to let it happen.
That is his name from here on out.
Forever.
Bridezilla.
No. We want him to keep listening.
No, yeah. He's Baldzilla, damn
he's
it.
He's one of our number one airheads. Spaceboy, what was the lie?
It was number...
Don't say three.
Oh, damn you.
You like, really I'm trying to like...
You totally were going to say three, aren't you?
Oh, there it is.
Two.
Good job, Dan Cole. And good job, whoever picked Space Camp.
That was me.
Yeah, it was me. Well,
okay, so right explanation, first of all. The five-year-old who faked his own death.
How did you make that happen?
Yeah. What did you do? How did you do this?
So my mom and my dad and I all went to this. We used to live in New York. So we went out to this pier, and it was a long way down.
Uh-huh.
And it was all foggy, and my mom was way behind us. So... what she didn't see was that underneath one of the pier was like another little deck. So I just like turned to her, waved goodbye, and jumped off the pier onto the deck. And she thought like, "Oh my god!"
And I bet your mother thought I could see her like losing
my dad
her mind.
He was laughing. This guy's a Marine, practical joker. He loves it. So it was all his idea. But.
I would love to call your parents and get their side of that story.
Man. Oh, I'm sure.
If we could ever get a phone line in here, that's the first call I want to make.
Can I go again? I have three really good ones too.
And wait a second. Where did you fire off a fire extinguisher?
The first job I ever had back in 2002. In 2004, we were moving buildings. So me and my boss were in the old building. And he's like, "Let's discharge the fire extinguisher." This is my boss telling me this. So this isn't one of the gas ones. This is one of the chemical ones.
Nice.
If you've ever done this, these things reek. They're
it's the
so
worst
stinky.
Smell in the world. It's like, it's even worse than the fire.
Oh,
I'd rather smell the fire.
Yeah,
it's terrible.
And I always wanted to go to space camp back then. But
that movie Space Camp
didn't?
Was what did it. I wanted to meet, like, the hot dude at the school and go up in the spaceship that's not supposed to go off, but my robot friend makes it so that I fly off into space. And, oh, my gosh, we lost one of our boosters. Oh, no, we're all going to die. And they live. I'm having a nerdgasm. And, of course, the great 80s actress Leah Thompson.
She
looking
was good.
So
hot.
So hot. Like, you know, I'm a girl. I can say these things.
Hey, I can say them too.
She was looking good.
Leah Thompson's cute.
Yeah, she
okay,
is.
Okay, let me go again. I really
okay,
go again.
Wow. Bill's okay. Really on a good one.
Howard
here.
The Duck is where it was for me for Leah Thompson.
Okay. Here we go. Ready? Three, two truths, one lie.
Okay, three, two, one, rolling.
Okay. Four of my best friends back in Philadelphia when I was there, they've subsequently moved to San Diego in the last 3 years. They're following me out here. And the other night, I was out and I actually ran into one of them just completely randomly at a bar like three blocks away. Her and her boyfriend, who I'm also friends with, they just up and moved to San Diego. And I hadn't known this. And it's really weird because it's like becoming Philadelphia West. It's very strange. And Adio, you don't even count. That's the thing, because I knew Adio back in Philadelphia.
Okay, so that's like the truth. What's the next one?
Ouch.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
Damn.
I'm like, hell. The details you save for after when we reveal.
Okay, well, I'm going to detail all of them.
That's how he rolls, folks.
I, this is kind of embarrassing, but as a small child, I was prominently featured on a small segment of a piece on Good Morning America, ABC's morning program about the environment. My school back as a kid was very environmentally centered and environmentally centric. And there's a clip of me on the air just being like, we're in big trouble and we've got to fix it. And I get ruthlessly mocked by Charles Gibson, the then host of that show, for the way I said that. He said, I really like that kid. That's the second statement. And then my third statement is that to date, my longest tenured line of work, the job that I've had the longest, has been selling mail order pornography over the telephone to people, mail order DVDs, pornography to people, to callers throughout the country and dealing with really weird, random creepos. But the reason I was working there for so long was because I had so many of my really good friends working there, and it wasn't really like a real job. It was us just, I was getting paid good money to basically treat these callers like shit.
You know, I know you're gay.
Yeah.
All right.
So
I say number three is a lie. Baldzilla totally agrees with me. Rena, I just want to say that she says Bill loves lying. That's friendship right there,
that
dude.
That is not true.
Adio, what do you think a lie is?
I don't care what anybody says. Three is totally true. I don't even care.
Then what is the actual lie, sir?
My man meat, he shall have.
What was the first? I know the second one was the environmental thing. What was the first one?
The first one was that I've had four of my best friends move out to San Diego from Philadelphia in the last 5 years.
Damn, I'm gonna go with that one.
Okay, Space Boy, what is the lie?
He's very crafty.
Yes, he is. I thought I was the one who's crafty. Get it. Check out our website, deadair.com.
Oh, God.
Oh, Rena says number one.
I'm going number three.
Dan Cole says number three. Looks like everybody thinks number three is a lie. Bill!
First things first, I appreciate very much that no one thought the Good Morning America piece was a lie, because that was entirely true. And you want to talk about a funnier video than me sticking my face in a bowl full of whipped cream and strawberries? That one.
See,
Charlie Gibson makes fun of me on national television, and I'm 7 years old. He's mocking me on ABC at the age of seven.
We just need to get a videotape.
You
want to
know why I'm slightly, I don't know,
off
the way I am?
It's all Good Morning
America. Made fun of on national television at an early age. Number three was a lie.
Yeah. Yes. Baldzilla says, I can't imagine Bill's voice saying, so you want to order fat chicks and midgets number four. Okay. We'll have that right over to you.
I should say this, though. I did sell mail order porn over the phone, but it wasn't my longest tenured job.
Ah, what was your longest tenured job?
Longest tenured job, I was working for the state. I don't even want to get into it.
For the
state?
State.
I was office job. Those office jobs.
Hmm.
Different ones.
Have you seen my red stupid?
And, you know, friends of mine did move out here, and it was really weird seeing them the other night. So, that's what can I say. What,
trip
what can
out.
I say? And I don't like lying.
Wow.
I know about the two that moved out here and then moved back.
You had a pretty brutal childhood, man.
After mooching off of us for 6 months.
Your parents, though, awesome. Like, I want to meet your mom and dad now. I want them to throw me a birthday party, because they sound like...
We had a pinata.
Wow!
This was after we had a bowling party. So we all went bowling. Then we all went back to my place, hit a pinata, and then we did this
double dare party.
So y'all
and then
hot.
I think we had a slumber party. I think we watched some Tiny Toon Adventures movie. That was so good. That
they're
was a
tiny,
hell of
toony,
a birthday party.
All a little loony.
They are all a little loony.
And in this cartoony, we're invading your TV.
So you spent your seventh birthday destroying shit and watching cartoons.
That's the best way to spend a birthday.
Similarly, that's what I'm planning in a couple weeks. You guys are all invited.
You know what? When I was a kid, every year on my birthday, we would have to watch one, Ghostbusters, and two, Wizard of Oz. Every single year.
Wow.
put it on every single
ahead,
year.
Go ahead.
I'm not going to quote anything.
And when I was a little kid.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were saying that you had something better. Go ahead.
No.
But when
no.
I was a kid, my favorite line of all time was, I'd say it along with the movie, and the flowers are still standing. Like, Bill Murray, I love him.
And then whenever you went to bed that night, you slept above your covers.
Four feet above your covers.
Hi-o.
Now,
I mean, Quimby does bark and drool and claw, you know.
Whoa.
This is part of the movie.
When I get excited,
I can't help myself.
Okay.
There is no evidence of this.
Damn it.
I don't know what the hell you guys are talking about.
Oh, man. That was a good round of poker face.
Wait. When I was 7 years old,
yeah?
My parents threw me a pirate party. This party was the shit.
Wow.
What, do they have cannons? What are we talking about here?
I'm talking about a full-on treasure map with buried treasure.
No. Did it have the X?
The X. Oh, you had to go awesome. To all these places. It was awesome.
Oh,
it was
brilliant.
So cool.
That's fantastic.
Wow, your parents are pretty brilliant, too.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea. I want to do that.
That is a great
the
idea.
The coolest birthday I ever had is I got a Teddy Ruxpin cake, and we all danced in our game room to the Thriller album.
Let's not mention what we do after our show meetings and what we did for your show last week.
All my birthday parties pretty much consisted of me and my friends just playing video games, which really hasn't changed in 20 years.
Yeah.
So whatever.
I'm like, what's different about that?
Hey, well you can
now
look at,
I do it with alcohol. That's
you can
the,
look
that's
at it. You can look at it this way, Dio. Every day is like a birthday party for you.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to go away for a moment. We'll come back and we'll wrap this puppy up. This is Dead Air on KCR, and this is. Oh, you insisted on playing this song.
Let me just say
not Lady
that
Gaga,
this is
no, it's not.
Okay.
Rancid's cover of NoFX song Bob. I love it.
He spent 15 years getting loaded. 15 years till his liver exploded. What's Bob gonna do now that he can't drink?